agent for the power of good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This show waits for no one, not even me. The show was starting. I was busy on the phone talking with Coach Johnson and Rob Regish and realized, oh my God, the show is leaving without us, like a train leaving the station. So here we are. We'll be doing the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy today. During the first hour, we're going to talk about smart periodization. As you may be able to hear from the whistle in my voice, I am congested. I have a head cold. Came home with it. We'll talk more about where we were this past week while we're off the air on tomorrow's Casual Friday. Just want to remind everybody that the new Age Force Fat Burner Patch now includes a healthy dose a 7-keto DHEA. You can get a free month trial of the Age Force Fat Burner Patch by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Age Force banner ad today. Don't wait. This ends at the end of the month. Okay, so after a long hiatus, I'm getting emails from people saying, we haven't heard from Coach Johnson. We haven't heard from Rob Regish. What the heck is going on? How you guys doing?
It was great. Yeah. It was deliberate on our part. We're trying to create a clamor for our service.
Yeah, like when a disco first opens up, there's nobody inside, but they have a long line outside to create the illusion that there's a lot going on. So that's what we're doing.
Right.
We create a log jam of content here. But anyway, okay, so we're going to be talking about smart periodization. But before we get into that, we have to talk about a couple other things first. So the past couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, Coach Johnson has been emailing me links to some YouTube videos, and always says, you know, you probably shouldn't turn your speakers up too loud if you're in a room with other people. And you've been having some fun with some people on the internet, haven't you?
Well, I've got some online clients, and I hate to call them clients. I mean, these people are paying me for my services and whatnot. But, you know, and you know me well enough to know that, you know, I kind of take on the role of their coach and mentor, and ultimately we become friends.
Friends, right.
And, you know, ultimately it's more a spoof. I mean, than anything, just where they're having some difficulty. And, you know, I'm just the old gruff guy that is going to do something, you know, to belittle them and all this kind of stuff. And it's done tongue-in-cheek. And
yeah,
most assuredly, the people that it is directed at have always gotten the humor. And, you know, so...
Let's give a synopsis. And for those people who want to find these, if you go to your YouTube channel, I think it's The Big Wade, right?
The Big Wade, yeah.
Okay, so if you go to YouTube and search for The Big Wade, you'll find these.
There's a couple of those videos that if you search through all the training video, that you can find some of them that I made public. And then my wife reminded me, Julia, being ever present with, you know, trying to keep
common sense.
Well, yeah, because I have the tendency not to be so sensible at times and thinking that everyone is going to see the world through my eyes and find my humor just as hysterical as I do.
Right.
And that's not always the case. And you know, there is words and profanity and certain things. And again, it's all tongue in cheek and it's all good fun, you know, but there is the possibility to offend someone. But if you go to The Big Wade, there's some of them, there's a lot of training video. I think there's over 1,500 videos on there. And you'll have guys training in there ranging from about 135 pounds to, you know, 350, you know, plus. But there are a few funny videos on there. And then if you know me, you know how to reach me email-wise. I'll email you the link to some of the spoof stuff that we've done here of late. And like I was telling you off air, we've had an influx of new people into the gym. Not necessarily new people, you know, but people finding out about us and wanting to train and get stronger. And we've had anywhere from 8 to 10 people basically daily of my morning group that I train with So it's been a big breath of fresh air, and we've been having a good time with it.
Well, and let's just give a brief synopsis of what a couple of these videos are, because they're really funny. For one of them,
well, let me get one of them, and it's public. It's on there. You'll just have to look for it. Fad Forehand is a good buddy of mine, and a hysterical guy. He's from North Carolina, and he contacted me to work with him. He's done Highland Games, strongman, powerlifting. He's 6'7" and about 285, so in my book, you know, he's probably about 100 pounds too light. But he's real rangy. I've got video, it's on his page, where he's in a power rack, and it looks like it's a, you know, a Fisher-Price toy. He's so long and rangy. And so he has some difficulty with form. It's not a secret, with his deadlift and squat, and he's working really, really hard and has made some great strides. And but he failed at a weight. It's 515, 530 pounds. So I told him if he couldn't pull it that I would decline it for reps, and I haven't since the meet that I did a couple of years ago. I haven't really done anything heavy. So I basically was being very descriptive about, you know, his femininity and things of that nature, and that I would do a few reps with it and, you know, what not to do with, you know, himself and so on.
Right. It's pretty, it's very, it is funny.
The hope, you know, is just to go, I want everyone that wants to do this, especially at a high level, obviously to take it seriously, but I also want them to learn from me, you know, that, you know, this is a very long process. Even if you're extremely talented and gifted, it's going to take some time. It doesn't matter. You can juice till the cows come home. You can eat everything right, supplement right, take your Flintstones, sleep, and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But it is a process, and there's going to be some frustrating moments along the way, and, you know, that hopefully while we do all this, you know, that we keep it in check and keep it in balance and have a good time. Of course, I sent it to him, and he's blowing up my phone texting it, because, you know, you got to keep in mind we're filming this stuff between 5:30 and 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot of shenanigans, and you do
3 solid reps with 500 and what? What was it? 501.
I think in that video it was 530 pounds, something
okay.
like that.
Okay, very nice. And then the other thing that I have to comment on, and Rob, you have to see these because this one's really funny. So the third video I watched this morning, it's a picture of Coach Johnson standing there with his orange Ogaware t-shirt, his glasses on, and he's got in one hand he's got a monster drink, in the other hand he's got like a giant cup of coffee, and he says, "Are proud of our sponsors," or something, monster drink and coffee. If you can't drink a monster while sipping a coffee, F you, or something like that. It's really funny.
It's ridiculous. It's a spinoff of that whole, you know, Talladega Nights, Ricky Bobby thing, because we were, you know, we're quoting movies, these ridiculously stupid movies that we think are hysterical, and our wives and girlfriends, you know, would rather be watching Twilight or something, you know, than that. But and it was just like, all right, grab the camera. You know, it's just, you know, it happens occasionally, and it's never rehearsed or anything. We just film it.
So let's just talk about this just for a second, okay? If a guy like you can have fun in the gym, you know, because here's something that I've never really talked about openly, but it frustrates me. You know, there are a lot of companies out there, supplement companies especially, that are guilty of this, that paint the picture of anybody who's into physical culture as being mean, angry, rude, ornery-looking. And, you know, when you look at some of the old magazines, which I keep old copies around, when you look at some of the supplements that aren't even around anymore, and you have one guy lifting a weight, you have another guy yelling in his face, you know, where you can almost see the spit flying out of his mouth. He's like yelling at him. And it's like, you know, it's all this anger. And then when you see these supplement companies where they have these two big muscular guys and they both look angry and constipated, you know, it's like, really, do we really want to be portrayed as that? I mean, and when a guy like you, as strong as you, can have fun in the gym and laugh at yourself. And there's one video where there's a guy that trains in your gym who he wants to be the alpha male, you want to be the alpha male, and you're comparing your upper arm to his thigh, and they're actually very close in size, and he's laughing and you're laughing, and it's like, if you guys can have fun in the gym and laugh and still make progress, Why do we have to be portrayed as if you're into strength, you got to be hardcore, you got to be angry all the time? It's like, no, you don't. You can laugh and have fun at the same time and still be strong.
You cannot do this for life without having some fun with it. And yes, there are going to be some dead serious moments. But like you were just saying, and Wade has nicely illustrated with some YouTube videos, you know, if you don't roll with it sometimes and just have a little fun, then you're going to burn out. And that leads, I think, into our discussion today about smart periodization.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and it does. But Wade, you know what I'm talking about, this portrayal of, like, strong guys are mean and angry and should be feared. Because a lot of guys get into this game because they have personality issues where they feel, I call it the pit bull syndrome. You know, there's guys out there and gals who feel helpless in life. So they go out and get a pit bull because they want people to fear them. So you fear them vicariously by this animal that they're walking with. And there's a lot of guys that get into this strength game for the same reason, because they have certain inadequacies in their personality and they want to be respected. They want to be feared. They equate fear with respect. And so they want to be big and strong. You don't have to be that way.
No, and I've been that guy in my past, you know, where it's like I put so much undue pressure on myself, you know, that it was going to affect my business, it was going to affect my prominence or whatever the case may be, if I didn't do certain weights, if I didn't train hard enough, if I wasn't hardcore enough. And, you know, I've got one of the guys that I coach who, is not this weekend, but next weekend is slated to compete, and he has walking pneumonia, you know, and he goes, I know we've talked about this before, you know, cause I've had pneumonia during training, and so, you know, we've talked about this story before where I would do my set and go lay outside across the air conditioning unit trying not to, you know, puke my brains out and get my air enough where I could push myself on my knees and then wait to get the air enough to pull myself up and go do another set. Now, that makes for a great story, and we can all look at it affectionately now, but in hindsight, that was really stupid.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no reason. You know, Rob has alluded to this before. Not alluded, he's just plain said it. There are times where you pull the plug, you know, and I told Kevin to stay home, you know, get some rest for a couple of days. It's not like you're going to miss a couple of sessions and you can't lift any weight anymore. You know, let's recuperate. You'll probably still be fine for the meet. Let's get to the meet and set some PRs and we'll move on. And you know, but let's make sure you're healthy. And in my case, you know, there's nothing wrong with being driven, you know, and it requires a certain amount of, you know, being psychotic, you know, to lift at the level, you know, that I've been fortunate enough to do, but it comes with a price. And the big thing for me is I learned very long ago, you know, that once you reach a certain level, you know, people will see you for what you are. They're going to look past, you know, the weights and everything. And I thought if people feared me, if they were afraid of me, you know, then they really respected me. And it became more about, like, when I'd be in the gym, all the old ladies that came in the morning got to the point where I'd have to give them a hug and they'd have to tell me a story or they'd want to know, you know, how Melissa was lifting and stuff like that. You do not have to be this giant monster that, you know, everybody's afraid to talk to or they avert their, you know, their gaze, you know, because the badass has walked into the gym. You know, we work hard. There is no question about it. I will match my guys with anybody out there, you know, but in the process, we need to enjoy all this. There's a whole lot of things, you know, that go on between points A and B, and that's where all the living is done, and ultimately that's where all the training is done. The meet, you know, or the contest or whatever it may be is just the culmination of all the things that happen in between both points, and you better find a way to enjoy them, because I'm going to tell you, all too soon, you know, when you met me, I didn't even have any gray hair except a
right.
little bit in my beard.
Right.
Well, as can be attested by that video, that's no longer the case, you know, and so, you know, it's fleeting. You know, it's not going to last for forever, and you better find a way to enjoy all this. And that's what we do. As opposed to being, you know, portrayed as some, you know, goon, you know, which is the stereotype we've always fought, you know, I can be this big, giant man that's really strong but has a gentle nature and is friendly and has a good time and can still be hardcore when it's called for.
And what, Rob, weigh in on this, because don't you think that there's a lot of guys out there who get into this game? I mean, I think we all have a little bit of this, where we get into this game because we think that we're going to say, it's like when I got my first tattoo, I thought everybody was going to go, oh my God, that's so awesome, and nobody even noticed it. I was like, wait a minute. What went wrong? Don't you think a lot of guys get into this game because they have insecurities and they think that making people fear them equates to respect?
Yeah, and Wade's 100% right. You know, I've not been at Wade's level in powerlifting, but I got up to, you know, a decent level where I was walking around meets with some real big bad boys and ultimately, you know, when I set out to learn my craft, to write my book, to know it and practice it well enough to pass it on, I hunted down some of the biggest, strongest people in the world. And I will tell you that almost to a person, they don't need to wear their little brother's T-shirt to get that message across, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
And I know that you do. So, yeah, you know, I mean, it's ultimately it's a function of maturity. You stay in this game long enough, you walk with the confidence that, you know, you do not need to wear your little brother's T-shirt that's two sizes too small. You know, look in every mirror that you pass, et cetera, et cetera. It's simply a function of this is who I am, this is who I have become, and they exude that. It comes from within, and you don't need to broadcast it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a commercial break, and when we come back, we will get back on track. We're going to talk about intelligent periodization, and maybe even, as Rob Regish texted me a little while ago, the reactive wave.
Oh my God!
We're going to elicit from Coach Johnson the reactive wave training method. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Roundtable Discussion on Strength and Hypertrophy. From a bunch of really strong but really nice guys. We'll be right back.
To outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Happy New Year!
Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WhayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
She's a very kinky girl. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just a reminder, you can get an introductory issue of the Blueprint Bulletin, Rob Regish's new brainchild, which brings you fresh information, the truth about training, diet, supplementation, and unorthodox solutions to bodybuilding that he just stumbles upon all the time. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to get your free introductory issue today. Don't miss out on this opportunity, I promise you. Coach Johnson, please plug your websites before we get started here.
You can find us at weightliftingdiscussion.com. That's where the forum is located, where we post our training. I keep a training log on Anabolic Minds and bodybuilding.com. You can reach me at supersquad800@yahoo.com, and I have a personal Facebook page and a Johnson Strength Facebook page. And we are doing away with the Johnson Strength Group website. There, like I've said in the past, we will be retooling it. And once that's done, then I'll make sure everybody has a link.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so now let's get to it. Periodization is important. You can't train the same way year in and year out, month in and month out. If anything, Rob Regish capitalizes in the blueprint on the concept of intelligent periodization, not only in training but in diet with what he calls caloric zigzagging. So let's start out with you, Rob, just for a second.
Sure.
Do I have to periodize if I really want to make maximum strength gains? And if so, what is there, micro periodization and macro periodization? Do they work together, or do you have to choose one or the other?
Well, let's take the first part of your question. Do you need to periodize your training? And I think the short answer is yes. Now, let's discuss what that means, though. Periodization is just a very simple term for planning. Right, it's the old saying, nobody plans to fail, they fail to plan. The next logical question becomes, well, what type of periodization are we talking here? Linear, undulating, conjugate periodization? If we ever find out what it is, the reactive wave method. there are a million different types out there. So what I set out to do was, in the guy's training roadmap, I identified what I thought were the 4 to 6 best periodization models that I found in Germany and Russia and elsewhere, and synced them up, looked at them from a 10,000-foot platform, and said, these make a lot of sense. And gratefully, guys have had a lot of success with that. So as to the second part of your question, I'm sorry, I forgot what it
micro,
was.
There's micro periodize and macro. Yeah. So some guys say, no, you got to do something for 3 months. When other people say, no, you can do it from workout to workout or week to week, which would be considered more of a macro periodization as opposed to micro.
No, I think once you start looking past 3 weeks, you're speculating way, way too far into the future. And once you start doing something in particular consistently, training-wise, for more than 3 weeks, but your body's going to adapt and adapt very quickly. And by that, I mean not in a good way. It's going to flatline, which is why I took a lot of time to couple together the loading patterns that you do see in Blueprint the way that I have. But now, having said that, life happens. injuries happen. You know, things get in the way. You have to have a plan B, and there are plenty of plan Bs as well in the blueprint. I guess it's safe to say this for the audience that's listening. It's better to have a plan than it is to wing it, which is 99% of your gym members. You know, and secondly, identify 3 to 6 exercises that you can objectively measure your strength on over any given unit of time. But because that's precisely what a good power lifter does, right? The bench squat and the deadlift. And they have a benchmark that they know what they want to be able to do in 3 months and 6 months and ultimately a year. Now it just becomes a question of how do I get there? And that's when we go into the golf club bag and we start picking out loading patterns and undulating waves and reactive waves and that sort of thing.
Okay, so Wade, what do you think about this? Do you think that you know, a micro versus macro approach makes a difference? Do you think you've got to give something a longer period of time than just a couple weeks before you start to adapt? Because there's a lot to be said about mechanical adaptation and getting your form right that requires a longer period of time doing the same thing. What do you think?
Well, I think that's the specific part where I think it's easy to get confused with what we're talking about is, you know, how you stimulate that training, you know, that's going to be the process that I think Rob is speaking to, where what I think has to stay static is your approach to what you just said is how do I keep, because the form, especially for strength athletes, form, well, even football players, you know, any type of athlete, your form, your style, your technique are crucial, you know, and we've covered this many times, you know, to the how you approach your lift or whatever the sport may be, you know, to how you set up, you know, is all part of executing your plan, whether it be on the football field, the wrestling mat, you know, or some type of contest platform. So I think there are certain things in training that have to remain static. But how you stimulate that, I think, is something that has to evolve, and you have to have a game plan. And with my online people, I set it up for 16 weeks, and you go, wow, that's really a long time. Well, I'm not just training them for the next 8 weeks if they're going to compete. You know, I'm training them for the meet that they're going to do 5 years from now.
Right.
And so we're trying to create a platform, you know, that is not always based on, I think the mistake that people make, myself included, is you get caught up in linear progress. Now, you have to have a plan, I think, that's based in numbers. But your progress is going to be your consistency and addressing the things, you know, keeping what is strong and addressing, you know, a couple of weaknesses in that 16-week period of time where you can bring some of those weaknesses up and still where I, you know, and we talked about this in the gym the other day, I think the real trick is how you combine the two of keeping what's strong and then bringing up some of the weaknesses where they're not subpar. So, that's the long way of answering your question. I think it's got to be a little more specific, where you do things that's going to keep the athlete stimulated and keep them motivated and not over adapting to the point that they become stagnant. But there are certain things where it's routine, and, you know, working on form, working how to, you know, to be dynamic and those types of things. That to me has been the key to my success and how I coach my lifters.
Okay. You want to add something to that, Rob, before we take this break? Because I want to get back on time schedule here.
No, I think Wade did a nice job of, you know, making that distinction between, you know, stimulation and, you know, keeping the form consistent. There's certainly much truth to, you know, the points that he made.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to get back on track with the same topic, but we're going to expand on it a little bit further. You're listening to the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. Later in the show, the brilliant Adel Moussa joins us all the way from Munster, Germany. The only place that you can hear him week after week is here on Superhuman Radio. And we're going to be talking about some really interesting topics today that I think many of you will get a kick out of. One in particular is maternal caffeine intake, the reason that your winky is small. There's evidence that gonadal growth and effects on men reproductive organs are affected by their mother's consumption of caffeine during pregnancy. We'll get more into that later. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetic Cream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a proprietary diet protein product with a 49% whey to 51% casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It also contains micro encapsulation essential fatty acids, so they're stable in the bottle to deliver a muscle building punch. And it tastes great too. Flavors like banana cream, chocolate peanut butter, cookies and cream, and many more. All their dairy protein is from right here in the USA. It's 100% made in America. Go to xfmuscle.com and get your Ultra Peptide 2.0 today. If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Ragish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the H-Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Fat Lip, and this is my friend, Sammy the
Sandwich. Hey, Fat Lip, I'm sorry. We really can't listen to you right now. Man, I was just hacking during the break. I got this cold, and it's just a cold. It starts in your chest, it moves up through your head, and it's not fun. Not fun at all. So anyway, okay. Getting back to the discussion. Okay, so, Wade. Give us how the reactive wave, and obviously the reactive wave, as it's so aptly named, requires feedback to kind of change its direction. So give us an example of how the reactive wave would work as a periodization form for, say, the squat.
Okay. Well, even overall, one of the things that I'm always looking at, and this is with my guys in the gym that I train with in the morning, and then the clients that I train in the evening, and then the guys online that I coach. The feedback is what they're telling me either in person or in email and what I see in the video. Sometimes, I've got a couple of guys that their heart is always in the right place and they want to push, they want to push, they want to push. And you can look, you know, in their eyes and go, this guy's flat as a pancake. You know, so what I try to do is keep a few things static, and that is our set and rep scheme, and where we change the intensity is the weights that we're lifting. And it's not unlike Rob said, you know, you have a 3 or 4 week window, and then you're gonna see, you know, guys that are gonna be able to push that envelope, you know, and guys that you have to pull back a little bit. You know, the real key is in the adjustments. Gotta have a plan, but you know, you gotta have a plan B, or in my case, what I do is I'll make simple adjustments as we go. And like with the squat, what we're looking at is we warm up and we do our competition squatting, and we do multiple sets of doubles for the most part. There are times later in the cycle that we'll go to singles based on the weights we're lifting and how close we're getting to a meet. And then from there, as opposed to doing like set after set after set, I'll do a certain amount of sets, and then we will start doing assistance. And the basis of our assistance for squat is different types of squat movements, whether that be a close stance or a wide stance, or there's a whole array of specialty bars that we have that will address weaknesses. And we will do, you know, usually about three sets, you know, with one or two movements. And again, that's based on what each particular lifter, what issue they are having. And the weights and the reps can vary, again, based on how the lifter is feeling. If that session he has had to dig really, really deep to get through his competition training, then I'll pull the weight back. And then as a rule, we always use what I would consider a sub-maximal weight, because we're trying to, for assistance, we'll use, you know, usually a 6-rep scheme. So I don't want it to be so heavy that, you know, form becomes a big issue. We're getting the work in, you know, by doing some extra reps, even though it's a power movement.
How long will you do this? For weeks? Will you do this for a month or two? How long you?
Well, what we'll do is we will take a specific movement. A lot of times we'll start just as a basic template. For the first 3 weeks, we'll do our competition training. Then we'll move the stance in and do a close stance squat for 3 sets of 6. And then we move the stance out to a sumo wide and do a couple of sets of 10 with very, very light weight. Because your hips can get really, really tender, and if you train too heavy, it becomes a detriment. Then after those 2 to 3 weeks, then we continue our competition training, and then we will do, depending on the lifter, we'll use a medium stance on, say, a safety squat, some with the cambered bar, you know, and different types of squat movements, and we will rotate that in every 2, usually 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Where that way, and again, that what that's doing is we're keeping a premium on what we're training for, because I think that's one of the things our training lacks, is being very sport specific. And so for us, being power lifters, it is that competition squat. And then we address weaknesses or issues. A lot of times it's stability more so, you know, than any other issue with squatters. So we use a safety squat bar and different types of cambered bars where you have to squat. It's still a multi-joint movement, and we'll vary the stances, again, based on the lifter, you know, to either make the quads or the hips the primary mover. And that way you're constantly changing something. And then how it becomes reactive is twofold. That's adjusting to the lifter's weaknesses and making them strong, and then you change the intensity, you know, by the amount of weight that's used. Those are the two points that we use with reactive wave.
Okay, so Rob, does it have to be a hard and fast period of time for periodization, or are you taking feedback and going, it's time for me to change the routine? And if so, what do you change to? Do you go from the heavier movements lower reps to the, you know, is it that academic, then just go to lighter movements, higher reps?
The biggest thing that I coach my guys to be wary of and keep tabs on is frequency, meaning your training frequency. Because any, and this is worth, you know, pointing out and having a discussion about, any fixed training frequency will ultimately result in plateauing over time. Why?
Because everybody's unique, right?
Well, actually, if you think about it like this, as you grow stronger, and you should, you're lifting more reps for, you know, more repetitions. This results in greater and greater stresses on the body and the central nervous system. And it takes the body time, more time, to supercompensate and grow larger and stronger as a function of, right, the response to that stress. And if you're not modulating your training frequency over time to deal with that, then you will ultimately flatline. And if you don't believe that, you don't train Monday, Wednesday, Friday like everybody else, push yourself and push yourself and push yourself, and take a look at where you are in a year and where everybody else is in a year. You know, what I usually advise is start on a one-on, two-off training frequency. Mm-hmm. If you're at all in doubt, split your body up, one-on, two-off. After every 10 days or so of the loading pattern that you're on, periodically reevaluate it. Are you starting to, you know, are you missing a rep here and there? Do you feel like you're in danger of it? Are you feeling a little bit achy? Okay, if you are and you're in week 4 of a 6-week loading pattern, you know, it's time to go to a 1-on-3-off. And invariably, I have guys come back and say, whoa, you know, that was a hard thing to do mentally and physically, you know, mentally anyway, to take an extra day off. But boy, am I back on track? And then, boom, you know.
Okay, I actually want to take a break early, and I'll tell you why, because I want to explore this, because this is something that I stumbled upon on my own throughout my career of training. God, the career, I act like as though I've been. So anyway, yeah. I do embellish myself, don't I? But anyway,
You had me fooled.
Yeah, I you know what? But really, this whole notion that everything has to fit into a 7-day week, I want to talk about. Since we're talking about periodization, this is a worthwhile discussion. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick this up. Rob Regish has opened a can of worms, and I will eat every one of them when we come back. Stay tuned.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. 866. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
If you are already a devotee of the Blueprint, you must get the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com and get a free introductory issue by clicking the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. Stop living in the dark. Okay, so Rob, you opened up a can of worms that made me think of something, right?
Yeah.
We can't address this without, we can't talk about periodization without addressing the myth of the 7-day week.
Yeah, it's a moving target.
You know what? I discovered this by accident. And what you said is actually true. I made progress for a period of time, but then I started to burn out. And then I went to a one-on, two-off approach and found out that I started to make gains again. And so people go, wait a minute, that doesn't work. If I have three movements to do, that means that my training cycle is not a 7-day week, but a 9-day week. That's right. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, it's not a, you know, don't pigeonhole yourself into a calendar, you know, worry. Being able to productively hit the gym again, and I'll define that as getting stronger, is not an exercise in, you know, clocking up gym hours X number of times per week. It is a moving target, and unfortunately, we are not yet at the point, in this, you know, weight training subculture of ours where you can look at somebody and say, you know, sir, you can next productively work out, you know, 4 days from now, as early as 4 days from now or as long as 7. There's your window. What you can do is subjectively read the signs that your body is giving you that, you know, I'm really pushing into the red zone here. I don't, you know, there is a strong disinclination to train. I'm feeling kind of achy. The weights, I'm not comfortable even looking at them, never mind lifting them. I need to either deload or insert complete rest days. And, you know, when my guys do this, it's like a revelation. It's some of them think it's magic. It's not magic. It's simply giving your body the time it needs to adapt and grow larger and stronger.
Okay, so Wade, I have a feeling that you feel totally differently about this. Is the well, because I know you. You feel like, you know, Wednesday is squat day, and, you know, so what do you think about this? Does it have to be a 7-day work week? Can't you spread it out to 9 or even 12?
That was one of the things my mentor, Bob Schaefer, used to tell me that I overtrained. He said he never understood how I was able to make the progress that I did. And you know, you keep in mind, and this isn't touting myself or anything, it was just what I wanted to do. You know, a lot of times I would be training for meets and then competing in strongman and doing things of that nature. And I've been fortunate to do really well doing that. And I think that's where the reactive wave came, as opposed to taking time off, because guys that compete are wired a certain way. And like myself, I don't disagree with what Rob says. There'd probably be times throughout my career taking 3 or 4 days off would have probably been magical physically. However, there would be mentally, I would be a complete wreck. And so I had to find a way for myself and then for the people that I coached, you know, what can we do? And that's part of the reasoning behind Reactive Wave. And that is I was able to go in and train, which allowed me to live with myself mentally and emotionally, even spiritually, you know, and still be productive and still train. I can visually see Rob shaking his head and he's not unjustified, but ultimately that I needed that gym time, you know, as much for, you know, beyond just the physical aspect. And then the productive part for me was, you know, I knew I was tired, so I would work on things that would make me dynamic or do change a few things in what I did in my assistance regimen, you know, because the thing is, and this is science as well, within 72 hours of inactivity, atrophy begins and strength loss occurs. Now that, you know, that I understand that you ultimately, there is no replacement for rest, but for me and my mindset, you know, the body is to be made in motion. It's just like a house that is not lived in. You can live in a house that is a dump, but just a little bit of work here and there, you can still maintain the house. You can take a brand new house that never gets lived in 5 years, it's junk. And it's, you know, it's like that gray car that you see, you know, in every town there's somebody that has some gray car that's 30 years old that they parked there 25 years ago and it's a piece of crap. But when they parked it, it was a great vehicle. So I'm kind of on the other end from where Rob is.
I know.
Where, you know, I'm the guy that's constantly trying to hone his craft.
I don't know if I totally disagree or agree with what you're saying. You know, when I'm, and I'll give you a good example, Wade, either that or I'm changing, you're changing me. You know, I had a whole bunch of stuff come to, you know, ahead this week. I got
life happened again, right?
Life happened. But, you know, rather than just sit in, I went to the gym today and I had, you know, people to train and other stuff to do, but I said, you know, mentally and physically, I can only do so much. So here's what I'm going to do. I do two sets of one-arm chin-ups, you know, one for each arm. And I got one more rep than I did last week. Now, a lot of people are going to look at that and say, you know, that isn't a workout, two work sets. What the hell is this guy doing? Well,
that was your off day, technically.
You can call it an off day. You can call it whatever you want. But I guarantee you, you know, by getting one more rep on both of those sets, I'm 10 miles ahead of the guy that's in there punching the clock for 3 hours that's been doing that same thing.
Okay,
that I completely agree with.
Okay.
I got it here in my notes.
We're coming low on time. So that begs the question, and I'm going to put it to you first, Coach Johnson, and then we'll go to Rob. Should off days be off days, or should off days be active recovery days? Should you do something, anything, walk, anything?
Well, I'll give myself as an example. Most days, my training split is 4 days for powerlifting. On Wednesdays and Saturdays, I will do cardio work and auxiliary, and that is active recovery. This past Sunday, if I'm home, if I'm not out of town, then I try to do cardio again on Sunday. Very low impact, but for me, and like the football players and stuff that I've worked with in the past, the guys that would get up in the morning Saturday, my high school guys and my college guys that would get up Saturday and Sunday and walk on the treadmill 20 to 30 minutes. We never went fast. We just walked enough that halfway through our walk, we would sweat a little bit. When it came time, you know, to go back to, you know, the football work week, they were better recovered and less lethargic. Now, when I say training all the time, it's not at all unlike what Rob said. It is spot on. You go in there and you get a few things done and then you walk away. You leave something in the tank. And not only did that help him physically, but I think more importantly, over the long haul of training, his mind, his psyche, his spirit, and his emotional state is even healthier. That's the way I do things.
Okay, Rob, what do you think? Time off completely? Is there a place for it? Should I get up in the morning and at least do 20 minutes of walking cardio?
You know what? I think if your life was like mine, which was going along just as I had planned it, then take that extra day off, you know, and be stress-free. But if you're like 99% of the rest of us and the world just caves in on you, then I find it absolutely necessary to do what I did today, which was go and get accomplished something, which sure as hell beats, you know, because there are endorphins there. There are no endorphins sitting here with the remote control. I took a step forward today. I feel good about that. It didn't take but a few minutes. Bits and pieces, you know, are the battles that ultimately allow you to win the periodization war. Take every battle and win as many as you can. And if that means two working sets on the day that you feel like crap, then win that battle.
I'll say it again. The only bad session is the one you miss. I firmly believe that. It's the way I live, and it's the way I coach. I mean, you know, get in there, get something done, you know, as often as you can.
Yeah, no, I like that. You know what? Sometimes I feel like I am too extreme, so I actually swing to the other side and purposely take periods of time where I don't do anything at all. And then I feel bad about, and you know, what good is it if you feel bad about it? It'd be one thing if I'm like, oh, this is great, I'm going to enjoy it, but I don't even enjoy it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Coach Johnson, please plug your websites again.
You can find me on Facebook. I have a personal Facebook and a Johnson Strength Facebook. Weightliftingdiscussion.com has our training forum on it, and you can reach me at supersquat800@yahoo.com.
And Rob, how are things going with the Blueprint Bulletin?
Terrific feedback. You can get your free copy at theblueprintbulletin.com. Test drive it on me. We've gotten some fantastic feedback from guys. I'm really excited. I just finished the February issue. It's just getting bigger and better every month, and I would encourage you to go there. You can find me at CoachRobRegish.com on Facebook, and check out Mass Pro Synthogen and the Blueprint on the banner ads on the Superhuman Radio homepage.
Well, actually, let me see what banner ads we actually have right now. Hold on a second. I think all we have right now is the Blueprint Bulletin. I could be wrong.
Okay.
No, we have Mass Pro Synthogen also up there. I'm looking right now. So there's two banner ads up there.
The special on Synthogen expires tomorrow. $20 off a twin pack. So
wow.
Get in touch with me. That's a potential $80 savings. There's a limit in place for twin packs, and they're flying off the shelves.
Okay, so how do people take advantage of that twin pack offer?
If you go to musclemass.com and in the voucher section, you should try 20-year anniversary. They're celebrating 20 years in business.
Wow.
You get $20 off of up to four twin packs, and it's free U.S. shipping.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That really is.
And
Coach Johnson, I see you have new colors for Ogreware now.
Yeah, there's multiple colors, and we're going to be doing some things in the near future where we're going to do a few different things and you know, have a few of the slogans that you've heard me use over the years, and you know, hopefully that'll be something people would be not only interested in purchasing, but when they have them, you know, when you see that slogan, you know, that it helps motivate you and keep you rolling.
You don't even have to train. The Ogreware shirts make you look bigger.
I mean, I've had
people come up to me in the gym just last week. They're like, wow, man, you're putting on size. I'm like, no, it's just Wade's shirt.
Well, you know, Wade, you need to design a bench press shirt with the Ogreware name on it, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how you're cutting those things, Wade, but damn, they do make you look a lot bigger.
They fit good.
And I've lost weight.
Yeah.
No, oh, my
goodness. How much weight have you lost? What are you down to now?
The last time I weighed, I had got down to 314, and this was after the Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday. I've allowed myself to eat a little bit more just for the sake of training, because we've reset some competitions for potentially in May, and we'll talk about that a little more as we get a little closer, but it looks like in May that I'll finally do the powerlifting contest that I was supposed to do in December, and that later in May I will throw my hat back into the strongman ring with a couple of the guys that I train with. And hopefully in June I will be back in Alabama, hopefully hitting that qualifying total for the Olympic lifting. So a lot of training, a lot of stuff going on.
That's awesome. All right, look, we're going to call this interview to a close. Thanks so much for being on the show today, guys. When we come back, We'll be joined by the brilliant Adele Moussa as we perform the Subversity Sniff Test, the science and the news. You're going to like this one today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade N-acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner ad. PharmaNac, there's nothing else like it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
LL Cool J. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We are joined now by the brilliant Adele Moussa, all the way from Munster, Germany, where it looks like snowy land, I believe, right? How's the weather there now, Adele?
No, it's ice cold. It got somewhat colder, but in essence, it did not snow for the last 2 days, so the traffic is tolerable now, because it always takes a few days for people to accommodate to the snow and for the city officials to be able to clear at least the main roads. And although the small road right in front of my house is basically a heap of snow, the major roads are free, and that makes it easier to get to work and back, at least.
Yeah, it sounds like the United States, actually. I don't feel like I miss. I don't feel like I'm missing. You see, I always envision Germany and Austria being more like the environment depicted in the movie The Sound of Music with the Von Trapp family. So I guess it's not really like that. So there you go. My bubble is burst. I'm sorry. But we've got lots of great things to talk about today in the roundtable. I'm sorry, in the Subversity Science Roundup. The first of which does not surprise me, especially when we did a show that I can't recall off the top of my head not too long ago, and we discussed that the brain produces its own insulin on demand, which makes perfect sense to me. Some intranasal insulin may actually find its way into the big diet industry here because of its effect on appetite. Talk about that, please.
Yeah, and as we will learn, not just into the diet industry, but even into the medical industry, because a recent study actually showed that in rodents, the reversal of diet-induced obesity, which is basically the same as if some obese individual would lose most of its of his or her body fat, it actually restores the ability of the blood-brain barrier to let insulin pass into the brain, and this is absolutely important to in order to be able to regulate the response to food intake, and especially the appetite response. Or at least this is the most obvious effect.
Doesn't this make perfect sense? The brain is the master cylinder. The brain is the most important part of the body. Everything else is secondary. The brain demands and requires the majority of energy, ounce for ounce of its weight, compared to other organs and systems in the body. So it makes perfect sense that it should dictate a lot of these issues, does it not?
Yeah, it does. And in essence, you could say we are always talking about insulin resistance. Now we are talking about the inability to have insulin get into the brain. And in a previous show, we have also talked about the ability of insulin to prevent Alzheimer's disease by being important for the breakdown or for the natural breakdown of the plaque in the brain. And this is also one of the functions which will obviously not work when your brain cannot can take up the insulin from the bloodstream. And in previous studies, we have already seen that when you administer insulin intranasally, this does not only suppress the appetite, but I've dug up some older research, actually from 2004, which is an 8-week trial in healthy men and women. And in this trial, they administered the insulin daily for 8 weeks and found that the spray actually lowered the body weight of the male participants by 1.38 kilograms. This does not sound much, but what was particularly interesting is that all of this weight loss came from body fat and not from muscle tissue. And in addition, the men also reduced their waist circumference by almost 2 centimeters without doing anything else.
That's almost an inch.
Yeah. It's almost an inch. And, it was basically just, using this intranasal, insulin spray 4 times a day. And,
now does the intranasal insulin spray have to also, be used in concert with with postprandial, glucose load, or does it not play a role in systemic blood sugar, just the effect on the local tissue and the brain?
It does obviously only affect, the brain, because there must be a direct channel, so to say, into the brain from the nose. And the interesting thing is also that the amount of insulin is pretty low, even if it reached a systemic circulation. It would not pose a danger in terms of sending you into hypoglycemia. And similar treatments have also been tried for bipolar disorder and Alzheimer's, and both have yielded promising results. So we have previously talked about type 3 diabetes being Alzheimer's disease.
Right. And Parkinson's disease, by the way, I want to go on record. Right.
Yeah. Right. There hasn't been a study on Parkinson's, but I would be interested whether it may help in situations like these as well. And there are also a couple of studies in healthy individuals. In 2012, a review has been published which did take a look at all those studies in healthy individuals and found that there is even a cognitive benefit from the long-term administration of intranasal insulin. What is not sure is what actually happens when you stop using it, because we know what happened to the guys after they stopped using it. They simply bounced back to their original weight within a time frame of, I think, 1 year. On the 1 year follow-up, all of them weighed exactly the same as before.
Right.
So this does not seem to have, at least used in reasonable and low amounts, it does not seem to have negative long-term effects. On the other hand, it is not a strategy which will, for example, what you usually say is a set point. So your normal weight you will achieve when you are just eating by satiety will not be reduced. So I'm still waiting for a study to be done which really follows up on the energy intake of the participants, because one of the main effects obviously is an increase in satiety. And if this leads to a decrease in food intake, it is still to be established how significant the other changes are. On the other hand, you can argue the exclusivity of the fat loss in this human study would suggest that it's more than just a reduction in food intake that's going
right
on here.
Okay, that begs a couple questions. The first one that comes to mind is, can this become, okay, is there an effect on systemic insulin resistance throughout the body when you just address the brain's insulin sensitivity? So in other words, can this become a first line approach instead of injecting someone with insulin to treat their diabetes? Is it more effective to just use an intranasal, which is such a small amount, and the body follows the brain, so to speak?
I think it could be an avenue to administer both together, because you would still have to use the systemic insulin to get the glucose levels down.
Okay.
Because the high glucose is damaging the pancreas and all the other organs, not just the brain. So if we assume that the intranasal application works fine for diabetic patients, then this would be a pretty good way for them to actually to use the standard insulin therapy to maintain a healthy status, and at the same time use the intranasally administered insulin to get their body weight down. Because one of the things that was observed in those men who lost the significant amount of body fat was a decrease in leptin level.
Mm.
And so there appears to be a central effect either on leptin sensitivity at the level of the brain, which I suppose is most likely. And if this happens, then it would be, or it could become at least, much easier for people with type 2 diabetes to shed the body weight. Then that reminds me of an editorial that has just been published where the authors actually point to the latest studies showing that at least in the not so progressed cases of type 2 diabetes, strategies which combine exercise and diet protocols can actually send the diabetes into remission. And with adjunct therapies like that, those strategies could become even more effective.
Okay, and then the other question that for me comes to mind is it possible? Well, first of all, the insulin resistance we're talking about here now is at the barrier that protects the brain.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so is this something that occurs over time, or do some people have a predisposition to the blood-brain barrier being more resistant to insulin getting in there?
I think we don't know this as of yet.
This is going to be very interesting, this part here.
Yeah. Because there is some research which connects the different ApoB gene types with this particular insulin resistance in the brain. But actually, the rodent study, which has just been published, is, at least to my mind, the first one which actually conclusively showed that body fatness, or let's say an increase in glycemia in the system, shuts the channel by which the insulin would usually cross the blood-brain barrier. And I guess that it is an accumulating effect which goes hand-in-hand with the development of obesity. And it's not something you are born with. It may be the case that people are more susceptible to it. But right. In general, even those who are susceptible don't become diabetic without making at least a couple of minor mistakes, so to say.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the meta-analysis on flavonoids and breast cancer risk. We're talking with Adel Moussa. His website is Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. His writings are brilliant, insightful, and he hits the media right in the face with the truth about science, and he gets it out there faster than anybody else as well. He works tirelessly to bring the truth to you. So visit his website today, Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
That I believe in, the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Calling all men! The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today. Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norval line that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise, but that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, and you'll find them at Southern Research Companies.
companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Baby. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We are performing the Subversity Science Roundup, where Adele Moussa applies the sniff test to science and the news, and you get a different view. If you listen to what we talk about on the show and then go home and listen to the news, you'll go, wait a minute, who's telling the truth? Well, I can tell you unabashedly that we are, and I shouldn't say we. I'm embellishing myself again. Adele is. Adele painstakingly reads entire studies and quite often doesn't pander to the lowest common denominator audience member because that's what gets people to tune in. He painstakingly reads the research and quite often finds out that the mainstream message is very, very opposite of what is really in the research. So here we go. Flavonoids and breast cancer risk. It's been long discussed that these agents found in herbs and tea and cocoa and so on are beneficial in protecting against breast cancer. What did you find out, Adele? Uh-oh. Did we lose Adele?
No, oh. I just had the mic on mute.
Oh, okay. No problem. Okay, so what did you find out?
The latest meta-analysis actually confirms just exactly what you said. Mainstream or common sense, what you will hear in the media is actually true. At least some of these compounds can protect or have a protective effect against the development of breast cancer. But what I found particularly interesting and what actually matches exactly what you've said before is that one of them, which is often hailed to be the best thing you can eat or consume or have in your diet as a woman, which is the isoflavones.
Right. Found
from
in soy
products.
Right.
That those were exactly the agents with the least protective effect. In essence, from a statistical perspective, they did not have any effect on breast cancer. Those which actually had protective effects in the range of 10 to 20% roughly, were the flavonoids and the flavones. And the first ones are micronutrients you will find in onions and broccoli and tea and in all sorts of fruit. And the second ones are those you will find in herbs, especially in parsley, in celery, and in chamomile tea. Those are the ones for which at least the hitherto existent scientific evidence says that they are the most promising agents. On the other hand, it appears that there is also a difference between premenopausal and postmenopausal women. For example, you mentioned cacao
right.
before, and especially in postmenopausal women, it appears that the micronutrients in cacao can also protect against breast cancer development. So it appears as if in the present or in the absence of estrogen, or at least of natural estrogen production, some agents become more beneficial than before. But again, not the soy isoflavones, which are actually sort of estrogenic. They have no effect either on pre- or postmenopausal women. So drinking, eating, or doing whatever, taking pills or caps containing these particular micronutrients is not really going to help you ward off breast cancer, at least not according to the current standing of the research.
Okay, so if women want to benefit, one of the things that I don't know what the active ingredient or active agent in mushroom is, but there seems to be some evidence that mushrooms protect against breast cancer also. And it could be the cordyceps. I don't know if you are familiar with what I'm talking about. But so if women want to benefit from the cancer protective effects what is the short list that they should focus on?
Well, I guess on the one hand, what I've mentioned before, the onions, broccoli, tea, green tea especially, a diet rich in fruits and vegetables in general, then a broad selection of herbs. The scientists specifically listed parsley, celery, and celery here.
But would you also say, I'm sorry to cut you off, but isn't it also important that these be organically sourced, because they would be hopefully devoid of cancer-producing known pesticides?
I think it is, and especially in when you're using those powdered products you buy at the supermarket.
Because they're super concentrated.
Yeah, because not only the herb will be super concentrated, but also obviously the potential pesticide content will be concentrated. So in this case, it makes sense to really try and buy organic, or at least buy from a source you feel you can trust. Because when you're trying to ingest larger amounts of that, and you are obviously at risk of ingesting pesticides and other maybe even heavy metals or stuff like that. On the other hand, the data existing on that exists on various food items is not very exhaustive, you could say. We know that there is a potential for various foods, but this is a whole different area now. There was an interesting study on fish oil that's particularly marketed to kids, where the dosage is different and the some contain flavors that it does not taste so fishy. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, I think there were around about 12 or so products in the study, and the content of heavy metals and other compounds you do not want to have in the fish oil you're feeding your kids was very different. So and you could not really go by brand names or so. Some of the better known and more expensive products contain much more heavy metals than others. And whenever you're dealing with natural products, it's difficult to judge in general whether you will get a totally pesticide-free or totally benign product or not. But when you're buying organic, and it's not just labeled organic, but actually organically produced, you will at least be able to avoid the pesticides. And for the actual amount of, I would not suggest you really go and start eating tons of herbs just to protect yourself against breast cancer, because we are dealing here with studies which have not been conducted with supplements or extracts. It's just correlating data or information on the herbs people use in their food, in the food they prepare. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so it's not like you would have to use tons of them, and therefore you can easily afford buying the organic stuff instead of the conventional, because it will last for some time.
Interesting, interesting. Okay, we're going to take another quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, I did a little pandering today on Facebook. I inferred that maternal caffeine consumption may cause smaller genitalia in males. And I apologized to Adele off the air for doing that. And he said, well, you know, you're not completely off track here. So we're going to talk about this. Did your mom drink coffee during pregnancy or have a high caffeine intake? And, have you suffered as a result of that? Stay tuned. You're listening to the Subversity Science Roundup on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
True protein.
protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a proprietary diet protein product with a 49% whey to 51% casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It also contains micro encapsulation essential fatty acids, so they're stable in the bottle to deliver a muscle-building punch. And it tastes great, too. Flavors like banana cream, chocolate peanut butter, cookies and cream, and many more. All their dairy protein is from right here in the USA. It's 100% made in America. Go to xfmuscle.com and get your Ultra Peptide 2.0 today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Subversity Science Roundup, where Adele Musa applies the Subversity Sniff Test to science in the news. We would be remiss if we did not mention this. For those moms out there and dads, there is a new assault, a stealth assault, appearing as BPA-free. They have found a replacement for BPA, which is just a different form of BPA, as I understand it. Right, Adele?
Yeah, in essence, it's the same, it has the same, qualities in terms of what it does to the plastics, making it stable and still flexible, and replaces the BPA, so people can label their products BPA free, and, they contain this replacement, which has just been found by scientists to be exactly as, exactly as bad to the endocrine system as the original BPA. So, in essence, you could just have bought a BPA-free, bottle or whatever for your toddler and, have just replaced the one form of plasticizer with another, which is, less researched and appears to be at least as, bad for the health of your baby. And, in that case, even if you did not drink caffeine, during pregnancy, you can do much harm by giving your baby a tea from or tea or whatever other especially acidic products will leach the plastics from the bottle and increase the intake of your child of these hazardous compounds. And so you could actually harm especially the health of male young children, because those are, in essence, these compounds also work as weak estrogens in the body.
Well, and I want to mention something. These types of stealth shell games with things that cause harm to the body are the specialty of the Food and Drug Administration in the United States. This is just another example that the FDA does not give a damn about you. They give a damn about the companies that make these products exclusively. That they would even do, you would think that they would say to these companies, of course we're not going to let you replace one with the other when they both do the same things. But the FDA doesn't care. And interestingly enough, and I would be remiss if I didn't say this. After doing the show on DES yesterday, I was contacted by a Dr. Jules Black from Australia. And he said, did you know that DES was the first drug to be evaluated and cleared by the then fledgling FDA around 1938-39? Thus, there has been an enormous pressure on the FDA to deny responsibility for not having revealed the well-known effects on animals at the time produced by DES, which should have prevented the drug from being permitted in pregnancies. The U.S. government could not allow this new authoritative body of the government, the FDA, to go down in flames at its first pass. So this, the FDA has been throwing people's lives under the bus since day one. Anybody out there who doesn't understand this is, I'm sorry to say this, I'm going to upset people, you're an idiot. Anybody out there who says, well, I'm not taking that because it's not FDA approved, you're an idiot, because the things that the FDA approves shows that they don't care that you're going to suffer, you're going to die, your life will be shortened, and your offspring will be affected for generations to come. And why no one is outraged, why we are not going to every politician in the world and saying, look, the word is out. The FDA is completely corrupt. They're killing. They may be more responsible for more deaths than any other multiple group of entities in the world. Since day one, that was the first drug they approved, DES. I was shocked. Thank you so much, Dr. Jules Black. I'm hoping to have him on the show, by the way. The guy is amazing. Anyway, so here we go. The shell game. Oh, it's BPA-free, wink, wink, nod, nod, but you're still going to get sick from it. It's still an endocrine disruptor, and it's got the FDA stamp of approval on it. Shame, shame, shame. You know what? The people at the FDA are the worst type of human beings in the world, because they are like the chicken hawk is to the chicken. It's a bird that kills other birds. These are humans that kill other humans systemically, with planning and finesse.
Well, I don't think you can say that of the people working at the FDA. It's probably right that the FDA, the way the organization is constructed is in itself precipitates to failure, so to say.
Yeah, okay.
Because you can hardly be paid by the ones you shall oversight. But on the other hand, I'm not even sure whether the FDA is responsible for controlling plastics, but it's possible. In any way, they would be responsible for controlling caffeine intake in women during pregnancy.
Yeah, so let's talk about this. So I pandered. I said that caffeine intake during pregnancy may yield a man with a smaller genitalia, smaller penis. But that's not completely true, right?
Well, it is actually. With the rodent studies translate one to one to human beings, then this would be correct, because the male offspring of rats that have been fed caffeine and drinking water, and this is not we are not talking about very high dosages. If you calculate the human equivalent dosages, this would be roughly 4 milligrams per kilogram. And if we assume that we have women weighing, say, 60 kilograms, then this would only be 240 milligrams. So
that's a medium-sized coffee at Starbucks.
Yeah, Starbucks coffee or, for example, two normal cups of coffee, the smaller ones.
Right.
People were drinking years ago, so to say.
Right.
And even that dosage had a significant effect on the growth of the male offspring, and particularly also the size of their reproductive organs. So in a way, you weren't pandering because they would have smaller genitals.
Right.
They would be smaller in general, and they would also have reduced testosterone levels, although those reached statistical significance only in the with twice as much caffeine. So this would be a Starbucks coffee in the morning and one at lunch, which would produce those results. Again, we must be cautious to say the exact same things are going to happen in human beings, but it is intriguing that caffeine, which is obviously a stimulant, which will probably cause the release of cortisol, for example, and of induce maybe a minor stress at least, can have so profound effects because you could argue that, at least for a rodent, it's not so bad to be a little smaller, and the testosterone levels were still in range. On the other hand, those male rodents were not really able to have healthy babies, and the number of viable fetuses really declined. And I've only recently seen a study coming out of Spain where the scientists talked about the rapid decline in the quality of sperm in Spanish men and over the last years. And I think caffeine is obviously not the reason for this decline, but in the end we should really think about whether we are not whether the end of the Maya calendar may not be our most significant problem, or it turned out not to be our most significant problem. Mm-hmm. But the way we are living, we are not just ruining our own lives, but also the health of the following generation, and maybe even our ability to reproduce, because there are more and more infertile couples, and many things come together. You have the exposure to things like BPA. You have obviously actually harmless things like caffeine, which can be detrimental to the health in certain critical periods. Then you have the general way people eat and live, which is also not beneficial to their fertility. All those things are adding up and make it more and more likely that in 100 years or so, most of us will have to rely on some sort of in vitro fertilization using our genes directly, because we cannot reproduce by normal means anymore.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. And you know what? And this is a direct result of all the things we are doing to ourselves generation after generation. Our inability to reproduce is the body's intelligence, and it's saying, look, you guys and gals have really pooped in the water here, and so you should not have offspring, because it's not safe to bring offspring into this world any longer. And that really is the message that people, when you talk about things that affect fertility, this is the perfect system, the evolutionary process at its best. If a species can no longer reproduce, it's because things have gotten so out of kilter that nature does not want them to reproduce. Reproduction is actually a bad thing for them. So this is really, really important discussion. I want to go on. Do we want to comment any more about this, or do we want? I want to go on to this next discussion, which has to do with performance.
Yeah.
Okay. So I build this one as sip, swish, and spit your pre-workout drink for better performance. Talk a little bit about this this study.
Well, the concept that mouth rinsing, that is to ingest some sort of liquid solution, either water or carbohydrate solution or whatever you put in it, and not drink it. So not swallow it, but spit it out directly or swish it in your mouth and spit it out afterwards, has beneficial effects on exercise performance. Actually, nothing new. And after a couple of or a dozen of studies, I thought that the publication of this latest study, which showed an increase in sprint performance in cyclists after the ingestion of caffeine or carbohydrate drinks, not ingestion, I should say.
The mouthwash or the gargling of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is just one of many studies which showed beneficial effects. And, we really don't fully understand how this works, because initially scientists thought, it's probably because it's sweet and this causes a certain response, you are apprehensive of nutrients coming in, and therefore you will get,
motivation. Right.
And be able to lift heavier weights or increase your endurance. And experiments with artificial sweeteners, on the other hand, showed that this is not the case. And what's particularly interesting is the general paradigm, that is the standard test for the mouth rinse, is actually done with maltodextrin. And maltodextrin is not sweet, or at least not directly sweet.
Right.
So there must be another interaction. And there are actually two sweet taste receptors. One is obviously the one which actually signals to the brain, that's sweet, and we really taste that it's sweet. And the other one appears to be more important in the advanced reaction towards the incoming influx of nutrients. And this is also probably the one which triggers or prepares the body to release insulin, and which also appears to have direct wiring from the mouth to the brain. Because in previous studies, scientists have been able to identify in MRI scans that there is a certain region in the brain which is tied to the reward center, which is activated when athletes do the mouth rinse. And on the other hand, interesting about this new study is also that the addition of caffeine actually yielded further improvements. I'm not quite sure whether in this case a direct absorption through the mucosal cells in the mouth cannot be responsible for that. So I would personally speculate that some of the caffeine actually made it into the brain, maybe even, and therefore elicited further beneficial adrenergic effects, although the athletes did not swallow it. But for the sugar or the glucose content, it has been shown that only minimal amounts actually reach systemic circulation. So this is really a half psychological effect, because the body is tricked to believe that in, say, 30 seconds or 2 minutes at least, there will be a huge influx of readily available energy. And that alone will trigger or will make the brain allow the further energy expenditure as if the energy was already there.
Right. And that makes perfect sense. I want to try to cover a couple more stories, so I want to move on really quickly before we – I'm going to push the next break back a little bit. I want to talk about something that was not necessarily listed in my post on Facebook but was on yours, and that is ashwagandha. Ashwagandha has been touted – as an ergogenic, what have you found? What does the recent research show?
The latest study from India actually supports this notion. Ashwagandha appears to be, at least for endurance athlete, a very beneficial herb. So the scientists were able to establish that the ingestion of 500 milligrams of a root extract from ashwagandha actually increased the aerobic capacity and the endurance performance in athletes, and that after 8 weeks of supplementation. So again, this is one of those supplements you will be taking for weeks and maybe only noticing during an event at week 8, for example, that you perform better. And obviously you will never have yourself as a control. So the scientists there suggesting that it's beneficial. I wouldn't say it's a plus supplement everybody should be taking, but at least it appears to be useful. And this cannot be said of the next item on the list, which is actually about as popular, quercetin, which has a record of very beneficial and totally disappointing studies.
Yeah.
And the latest one that has been published again is one which is disappointing, which is unfortunately only a rodent study. But the interesting thing is that the quercetin supplementation did not only fail to increase the performance, but it also increased the lactate response. Now, this is something you see in many supplements which are actually iatrogenic, because when you work out harder, you will see an increase in lactate. What's interesting about this particular study, though, is that the non-exercise control group which received quercetin also had an increase in lactate levels. This makes you question what exactly quercetin is doing in the body of the rodents. So we will still have to see how this turns out. But up to now, it's I would say it's probably 60 to 40 that quercetin is not the best adrogenic to take.
Well, and I have to tell you why I don't like quercetin.
Because it's in soy.
No, quercetin is one of the only things that will successfully increase IGF-1 binding protein 3. Other than frank elevation in growth hormone. One of the things that is used when doctors test for growth hormone levels, they don't test for growth hormone, they test for IGF-1 levels, and they just assume that if IGF-1 levels are high, that growth hormone levels must be high. But we know that IGF-1 levels can be elevated from a variety of reasons that have nothing to do with growth hormone levels. So doctors in the know who want to see if a growth hormone secretagogue like GHRP6 is truly working will perform two tests. They will test for IGF-1 and IGF-1 binding protein 3, because only growth hormone secretion will increase IGF-1 binding protein 3 in the liver. The only other thing that will increase IGF-1 binding protein 3 consistently is quercetin, which says to me that if you are interested in the benefits of growth hormone production or using growth hormone secretagogues, the last thing you want to take is quercetin. So that's my reasoning behind not liking quercetin. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got more to discuss. You're listening to the brilliant Adel Moussa. Visit his website, Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. He is the truth in science today. And it's not because he has an agenda, other than he actually reads the research and extrapolates out the data. Doesn't go for what's going to bring the most eyes to his website. He just wants the most eyes in the heads of people in search of the truth coming to his website, subversity.com. We'll be right back.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance. Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, so I got some hate mail this morning, and I'm really, really sorry, but yesterday when I left the studio, I forgot to do my programming. So this morning, those of you who have been waking up and listening to the Superhuman Radio Network's hours of mashups between 5 a.m. and 9 a.m. Eastern Time, which has limited commercial interruption, as one 30-second spot every 18 to 15 minutes. I forgot to do the programming last night. There was no music this morning. I am so sorry. I got like six emails from people saying, WTF, what were you doing? Where was the music this morning? My workout sucked. I promise you I'll never do that again. And I appreciate everybody who is using the morning mashups to train to in the morning now. Thank you so much for listening. Okay. Adele, before we get into the Beitin discussion, I feel like I want to discuss something that is critically important. And that is this research that may indicate that branched chain amino acids may be the new treatment for a post-cardiac ischemic event. Can you talk about that, please?
Yeah, actually, this is, in this case, it's not the whole metrics of branched chain amino acids, but obviously only leucine alone does mitigate the cardiac injury after a myocardial infection. And obviously, this is just a rodent study again, because you cannot really do those experimental studies on human beings before you don't have significant evidence that A, it's not dangerous, and B, it actually helps. But what they found in those rodents is that keeping them on a higher leucine diet, which contained 5% of leucine instead of just 1.5% of leucine in the rodent show, actually helped with the healing process after the infarction and prevented the formation of scar tissue, which is actually one of the most significant risk factors of which leads to death after the actual infarction happens. And the scientists are not really sure what the exact underlying mechanisms are, but what they observed was a decrease in inflammation, a decrease in the formation of scar tissues, and an increase in anabolism. And usually when you hear the word anabolism in terms of the heart, you think of an enlargement of the heart, which is often considered to be pathological, although especially in athletes it happens and is in most cases harmless. And when you obviously have your heart injured, you want to have some sort of anabolism to make it work just as it did before by replacing the damaged cells. And it appears that the ingestion of a higher leucine diet and obviously also a higher BCAA diet appears to help that process to take place. And in the end, the cumulative survival rates in the critical first 3 days was almost 90% in the rodents who received the leucine chow, while it was roughly 65% in those with the regular chow. And this is a significant difference and tells you that this could really be an avenue, and a very cheap avenue above all, for post-myocardial infarction treatment also in human beings. Because I don't think that there is any, that you can expect any significant downside to increasing your leucine intake for 2 or 3 weeks after the myocardial infarction.
You know, and it's important discussion. First of all, we're talking about the accumulation of necrotic tissue that occurs after an ischemic event. You know, can we surmise, first of all, that just eating a high protein diet, high in leucine rich proteins like dairy, for instance, is adequate? Or do you think that the free form amino acids are more beneficial because, we are not, having to worry about this particular person's efficiency in rendering proteins into their component amino acids?
Well, I guess depending on the degree of the infarction, you will not really get regular food.
So you will probably
have to ingest some sort of parenteral liquid in liquid food. And if the formulation of these particular foods was just changed by enriching them with BCAAs, you would see great improvements, I suppose. On the other hand, if we discard the practicability, I would say that it would probably be important to not just reach a total amount of leucine, but maybe also to achieve a high delivery into the systemic circulation, which would only be possible with faster digesting protein sources. So
it sounds to me like maybe even an IV drip that has BCAAs or at least leucine in it by itself is indicated here.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see whether this works or not. I could imagine that this would actually, or this would probably be the best way, because you could really control the steady state leucine levels in the blood. And first of all, you would obviously have to establish how much do you need, how much is beneficial, and maybe how much could be too much.
Right.
And once you know that, you could actually have an IV injection with BCAAs and really increase the healing or the speed of the healing process.
Well, and I'm going to go out on a limb here and say something completely uneducated, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that in combination with the high leucine containing free form amino acids, whether it's leucine by itself, BCAAs, or even essential amino acids, that taking in concert with that beta thymusin, thymusin beta 4, which has been shown to reduce the damage from an ischemic event by itself, and combining that with a phosphodiesterase inhibitor, which has been shown to increase neuronal synthase of nitric oxide, which has been shown to help recollateralize the brain after an ischemic event, may do the same thing on the heart, since we know that it affects the heart independently. That could be a cocktail to bring somebody back from a heart attack.
Could be, yeah. Maybe you should conduct a study.
I'm just going to have the FDA approve it. I'm just going to say, hey, can you approve this for me? That's all.
Then they would tell you that you are not one of their sponsors as of yet. And whether you would want to join the network. So.
No.
All jokes aside. But I think this is really an avenue that is not really explored yet. The administration of many smaller factories instead of one special medication specifically designed for this particular situation. I've been talking about this before in the context of fertility, that all those little things come together and make a huge impact. And we should realize that this is not just the case for the negative things, but it's also for the positive things. And for example, you don't have to eat broccoli all day in order to prevent breast cancer. If you eat broccoli, drink tea, eat fruits and vegetables every day, then all those small factors add together and help you stay healthy. And the same will also apply, of course, in situations which are more extreme than just your everyday life. For example, when you're lying in a hospital after a myocardial infarction, and all those small things which are beneficial for you come together, then you will see much greater benefits than from a specifically designed medical formula which has only one specific, which targets only one specific pathway.
Right.
And this is something that's still very much overlooked, I would say, in the pharmaceutical industry, but also in the public understanding of health, because we're always looking for the one magic pill. And in essence, instead of the one big magic pill of which you take 8 pieces a day, it would be much better to ingest all those small globally, like where you dilute the actual ingredient by factories like a drop of salt in the sea.
Right.
So all those, I'm not particularly fond of this type of medicine, but the idea of many, many small things coming together would be the extreme in this case.
Yeah.
So it would be better to really find synergists instead of picking just one out of thousands and say, this is the best one.
Yeah. Okay, last thing that I want to talk about is betaine, betaine, depending on what part of the country you come from, which in its hydrochloride form is used as a digestive enzyme to produce hydrochloric acid in the stomach, but also has some benefits to the liver and apparently has an ergogenic effect. Can you talk about that, please?
Yeah, in previous studies, we've already seen that betaine can help with building muscle and losing body fat. And I know out of a reliable source that there is soon going to be published another study which confirms this initial result in trained subjects who also saw statistically significant yet not as large benefits as you would maybe see with creatine. But it appears that the continuous ingestion of betaine will increase performance and also lean muscle gains. On the other hand, and this may even be more important, at least in terms of overall health, it is also a methyl donor, and in this function, it appears to be beneficial, or this appears to be one of the reasons why it is beneficial in preventing and even treating non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And this is actually the result of the latest study where rodents have been supplemented for 3 weeks with betaine, and the scientists observed significant reductions in the markers of liver damage and also in the triglyceride content of the liver. And it appears that betaine could really be one of those many small factors being advantages, not just in the prevention, of course, of fatty liver disease, but also in the treatment. And whenever the issue of NASH, which is so to say, the the clogging up of the liver with fat.
Right.
You always have a specific model, which is the choline deficient animal or mammal. Whenever you don't feed rodents, for example, enough choline, they will develop this pathology on their own. And choline, obviously, is also a methyl precursor to and a important factor in the methylation cycle. And it is of absolute vital importance for liver health. And that brings us back to the bad eggs with the bad cholesterol and the bad choline, which is so important for our health. And also, it also reminds me of muscle smoke and mirrors, where in the second part, in the supplement chapter, choline was one of those supplements which really stuck out to me, because obviously most of the old school bodybuilders must have been popping choline supplements with every meal, and they were 100% confirmed that the choline was essential, first of all, to really digest and use all the nutrients they were eating. And in fact, this makes sense, because the liver is also involved in the use of the nutrients, of course.
Right.
And another factor is that they were confirmed that it would help them to really bring out this almost transparent skin, or what you would call being ridiculously ripped and seeing all the veins pop. And in fact, even that could be the case, because there is some evidence that choline, by helping the liver metabolize fatty acids and getting rid of the fat that would otherwise be stored within the liver, may also help you to have an optimal fatty acid metabolism, not just in the liver, but overall.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Okay, we have come to the end of the show. Stay with me here, Adele. I want to thank Rob Regish and Coach Wade Johnson for coming on during the first segment during the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy. I also want to thank Adele Moussa for all the hard work that he does, reading tirelessly reading the research and filtering out the lies and bringing the truth. Interestingly enough, Joel Ja posted on Facebook something that I said earlier. He said that the line that I used in today's show about maternal caffeine consumption possibly causing smaller genitalia size is something that would have appeared in the Daily Mail, which I believe is kind of like a rag in the UK or abroad. And I did agree with him, and I did say that I laughingly use that as a mainstream tactic. But as Adele pointed out a little while ago, it may not be that far from the truth if the research on rats is taken explicitly. So I promise I won't do that kind of stuff any longer. Adele, thanks so much for being on the show today.
It was a pleasure.
Okay, don't forget, visit Subversity, SUPPVERSITY.com. You can be the smartest kid on your block. Surprise everybody. Impress your mom by going to Subversity.com and learning this stuff yourself. We'll see you tomorrow with an episode of Casual Friday.
BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade in acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete, as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner.
ad. Pharmanac, there's nothing else like it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.